Good evening, everyone. My name is R. Paul Martin, and I'm the WBAI Local Station Board Treasurer, and I am the chair of this Local Station Board Local Finance Committee. And this is our meeting tonight. And so what we're going to do is start out. We appear to have a quorum, and so we're going to start it out. And as is required, we are going to start out with a motion to adopt the agenda.
Our point of information.
Yeah, who's this? Is that Jim Dingman?
This is Jim Dingman. Yeah, I'm here, Paul.
Okay. What? Okay, let me do this. What do you want, Jim?
Nothing. I'm here.
Oh, you're here. Okay, that's all. All right, thank you. We'll get to another roll call in a little bit here. But first we have to move to adopt an agenda. I move that we adopt the following agenda. 1. Call to order, 7 p.m. 2. Approval of agenda, 20 minutes. 3. Identify timekeeper, 2 minutes. 4. Excused absences, 5 minutes. 5. Minutes approval, 10 minutes. 6. Treasurer's report, 15 minutes. 7. General manager's report on WBAI's finances, 30 minutes. 8. Start of discussion about the FY23 budget, if available, 45 minutes. 9. Set next meeting date, 5 minutes. 10. New business, 11. Adjourn no later than 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay, that motion's on the floor. Does anybody have any questions or amendments or anything else for that
point of information?
Jim to the stack.
Okay, did I hear Serene Roberts in there?
Yes, with a point of information.
You are here. Okay, let me put you in there. And, okay, I hear Serene Roberts, are you wanting to be on the stack?
Yes, I have a point of information. Well, yes, I have a question.
Why don't we let Dingman go since he had one too? So Dingman first. Go ahead, Jim Dingman.
Have you guys talked about the audit the last time or what, Arpal?
We talked a little bit about it. I think we said, you know, it was looking like it was, you know, coming along. There's more information now, of course. And there will be a treasurer's report.
All right. I'd also like to bring up the underwriting issue, just for a brief comment about it. Okay.
Bring up what?
The underwriting question.
Underwriting question.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
For
are you wanting
three
to
minutes? Just 3 minutes, just to describe.
Well, I tell you what. There is
no
business. Would you like to maybe bring it up then?
I'm not sure if I'll be still here. Anyway.
All right. So you want to make an amendment to add?
Yeah, just a two-minute thing. It won't take long.
Famous last words. All right. So you want to add underwriting.
Right.
For 3 minutes. And that's okay. That'll be a discussion of underwriting, I guess, right?
Well, I just want to mention what's going on. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so that is an amendment that's on the floor. What was the part of information that Serene Roberts had?
Whether or not I needed to add underwriting to the agenda or not until new business. But
well,
since there's a proposal to add it, I would join in that proposal and ask that we discuss it for 20 minutes.
All right, so you want to make it 20 minutes. Hold on. Okay, so we have an amendment to the agenda to discuss underwriting for 3 minutes, and then we have an amendment to the amendment to make that 20 minutes. Okay, is there any debate on this particular issue? Any debate on, you know, whether adding it or making it 20 minutes? Hearing none. First, we will go to the amendment, which is to make it 20 minutes instead of 3 minutes. And is there any objection to making this item, which is discussion of underwriting, to making that 20 minutes? Okay, I don't hear any. So, hearing no objection, that amendment passes. So now we have, we go back to the main motion as amended, which is to add, oh, and where are we going to put this, Jim, on the agenda? Yeah.
Well, the underwriting issue, I think,
okay.
I'll leave it up to
here's
your
what we have.
Paul. I leave
we,
it up to your judgment.
Here's what we have. We have, approval of agenda that we're on, identify timekeeper, excused absences, minutes approval, treasurer's report, general manager's report on the finances, discussion of FY23 budget, if available, set next meeting date, new business. Where do you want to put it?
I would put it after Berthold.
And Berthold is general manager's report on WBI's finances. Okay. Give me 1 second. Okay.
I can second that.
Okay. Committees don't need seconds. All right, so what we have is to add to the agenda, discussion of underwriting for 20 minutes after the general manager's report on WBAI's finances. Is there any debate or anything on this particular motion? Oh, what was that? All right, hearing none, is there any objection to that amendment to add discussion of underwriting for 20 minutes after general manager's report on BAI's finances?
Paul, point of information, I can ask a question?
Go ahead, yes.
Do we have very much to deal with the budget because it was proposed but not necessarily presented yet?
Well, from what Berthold says, I don't think he has a budget here for us tonight. So I don't think it's possible. You know, if he doesn't have one, then that particular item is going to just not be there.
No objections, then.
Okay. I'll ask everybody. Is there any objection to passing the amendment to add underwriting, discussion of underwriting for 20 minutes after the general manager's report on BAI's finances? Hearing none, that's passed without objection, and let me throw it into the agenda right here. Okay. All right. Are there any other amendments or discussions about or anything to do with the agenda? Hearing none, is there any objection to adopting this agenda as amended? Hearing none, it is adopted. And right now, we're going to do a formal roll call. Okay. Oh, God. All right. I'm going to do the roll call again, and even if you answered before, answer again. Please answer up when you hear your name. Jack DePalma.
Present.
Jim Dingman.
Here.
Anita Hawkins. William Heerwagon. John Hoffman?
Present.
Noel Jameson.
Here.
Pat Logan. R. Paul Martin here. Mario Mastrandrea. Matt Mazza. Is that Matt Mazza or somebody sneezing? That's somebody
that's
coughing.
No,
Carolyn McIntosh. That's not Matt Mazza, right? Okay. Carolyn McIntyre. Daryl McPherson.
Present.
Bertold Reimers.
Yeah.
Serene Roberts.
Present.
James Sagerton. Jeffrey Stern.
Here.
Neil Voss.
Here.
Michael D.D. White.
Here.
M.K. Williams.
Here.
Okay, that is 12, and that is certainly a quorum. So the next item here is to identify the timekeeper. Who would like to be the timekeeper?
I'll do it. I'll do it, Arpo.
Okay.
Bruce Grant, when do I
start? We'll do
okay,
it.
Okay, somebody else is saying something here?
This is Jeffrey Stern saying you will do the timekeeper.
Jeffrey Stern, I hear. You're volunteering to be timekeeper. Did somebody else have something to say on this?
Yeah, it was Bruce Greif. When do I tell you I'm on the meeting?
Oh, well, I guess you just did, but hold on a second because I'll make that usual announcement in a second. Okay, Jeffrey Stern will be timekeeper. Is there any objection to Jeffrey Stern being the timekeeper for the meeting? Hearing none, Jeffrey Stern will do it. Let me get on the agenda here. Okay. At this point,
Hello?
Okay. This is... I have an announcement to make. Please, it may relate to you. I don't know. Okay. While attendees at any WBAI meeting are not required to identify themselves, anyone who wants to become a member of this committee must sign in the sign-in sheet at 3 consecutive committee meetings in order to become a member. It is the policy of the WBAI Local Station Board that for the Local Finance Committee that the sole criterion for establishing attendance at meetings to become a member of the Local Finance Committee shall be the signing in on the official sign-in sheet for that meeting. For these electronic meetings, it is sufficient that the prospective member let the chair know their name and that they are present during the meeting. Okay, so one person... already says, let's see, Bruce Greif is here. Is there now, if people don't want to become members, they do not have to identify themselves. Is there anybody here who also wants to give me their name?
Yeah. This is
okay.
Well, go ahead.
One person at a time.
Yep.
Okay, could I get a name?
Okay, this is Donna Stein.
Donna Stein.
I've
okay,
been to
is
meetings.
There anybody else?
I've been to meetings in the past, but not consecutively.
Is there anybody else who wants to give us their name and have us, you know, so that they can become a member maybe?
Yes. Adriana Casanova.
Adriana Casanova.
Yes. This is my third meeting.
Yes, and you are now a member. Okay, welcome to the committee. Okay.
Chair?
Yes.
Could you put my name down?
Yes, who is this?
Nancy Saibara Naditomi.
Okay. I got an email from you at some point. Spell that fast for me, please.
SAIBARA-NARIT, like Texas, OMI.
Okay. Is there anybody else who wants to give me their name because they want to become a member? Again, if you don't want to become a member, you do not have to identify yourself. Okay, hearing none at this point in time, I think that we go on to the next item here. And the next item is excused. Next item is excused absences. And I will make yet another look here and see if we have anybody writing for one. No, we do not. Okay, there are no excused absences. So the next item on the agenda is minutes approval. Okay, we're going to minutes approval. Kay Williams, go ahead.
Hi, thank you. Well, I sent the minutes for June and July on August 1st. I haven't received any messages that there was anything anyone objected to or that anyone didn't get them. I hope everybody got them. And I'd like to move that we accept the minutes for June and July.
Mr. Chair, Adriana, Jasmine.
Hold on 1 second. Okay, let me. Tell me the dates fast so I can write it down.
Oh, it was June 15th, and I believe. Let me get to. June 15th and
July 20th. Okay.
Right. And I mailed out June 15th. I mailed them both out twice on August 1st.
Okay. All right. Well, there is a bit of an issue on the minutes here because we have this thing with people and their names. And so what you have in one of these is you're using somebody's nickname or pseudonym, and this is governance. This is a real thing, and we have to have real names. And so we need to have the instead of a nickname, we need to have the person's name in there. And I guess I need to make an amendment.
I had a question about that because she said that using her real name could endanger her safety.
Yeah.
So I don't know anything about it, but
yeah,
that seems kind of serious.
People can't use a pseudonym on
point of information.
I'm answering Ms. Williams here, and right now I'm going to I'm going to make the amendment, so...
I'd like to have that of information before you make the amendment.
Okay, what's the point of information?
Okay. Have you checked with counsel about whether or not someone can use a name by which they are known? Because they have been both local and national board members who have used names other than the one on their legal documents in running for the board and in serving on the board.
I have, in fact, discussed this with Otis McClay, and his idea about this is that it is that we have to have real names on the committee.
Okay, I would like to move that the minutes be tabled, and that you check with Foundation Council because there have been people. Both serving on the WBI local station board, on the local station board of another station, and on the Pacifica National Board, using names other than the ones reflected in their government document. So rather than have an amendment that names someone who has said they do not feel safe being named, I propose that we check with counsel to see what is possible here.
Well, I don't think you can table in a committee. Let me look at this. I don't think you can table in a committee.
We've tabled this out.
Let's see. You want a table? All right. We'll put it on the floor, and I'll look it up later, and it'll really inform us for the future. Okay, it's a motion to table. It's not debatable. Is there any objection to tabling the motion to adopt the minutes for June 15th and July 20th?
Jack DePalmer objects.
Okay, so there is objection. Let's see here. All right, so we go to a... We go... One second, folks. We go to a vote on this, and... Okay.
Time.
Okay, time's been called. All right. Please, the motion is to table, which means it's put on the table and it would be gotten to at another meeting. I thought this would be faster, but okay. All right. Please answer up when you hear your name. Answer yes, no, or abstain. Jack DePalma?
No. Table. Do not table.
Jim Dingman?
No.
Anita Hawkins? William Heerwagon? John Hoffman?
No.
Noel Jameson?
Can you go?
Pat Logan? R. Paul Martin? No. Mario Mastrandrea? Matt Mazza? Carolyn McIntyre?
I vote no.
Oh, you're there. Daryl McPherson?
Table.
Say again?
Table.
So that's a yes. Berthold Reimers?
Abstain.
Serene Roberts?
Yes.
James Sagerton?
No.
Jeffrey Stern?
No.
Neil Voss?
Abstain.
Michael D.D. White?
No.
M.K. Williams?
No.
Okay, and... one second. Okay, Adriana Kasanov?
Yes.
That was a yes, okay. All right, let's see. Is there anybody who's a member whose name I did not call? Hearing none. 3-4, 10 against, 2 abstentions, and so the motion to table would fail. One second.
Adriana? Mr. Chair, Adriana Kasnev?
Hold on a second. Okay, so our time is up. So either we vote on the my amendment to strike the pseudonym and substitute the member's name, or somebody needs to make a motion to extend the time for this item.
Motion to extend 2 minutes to finish this item.
Who's that?
Dr. Palmer.
Dr. Palmer.
A point of information.
With a point of information. Or a point of procedure. I don't know how you call it.
How long are you doing? How long is this to extend for?
2 minutes only.
2 minutes. Okay, 2 minutes. All right. There's a point of information. Okay, a point of information on something like this. There's no debate on this or anything.
No.
Was your point of information about extension?
No, it's about the minute because I didn't receive it. Today is my first day, like a member, and I will ask.
We can talk about this. All right.
Send it to me. Thank you.
All right. For anybody who isn't on the mailing list yet, please, if you want to be on the mailing list, not everybody wants to be, please write to me, rpm@glib.com. That's rpm@glib.com, and say you want to be on the mailing list, and that way you'll get all the stuff. All right, the motion is to extend the time for this item by 2 minutes. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none. It's passed. All right, so the amendment is to strike the pseudonym and replace it with the member's name. Okay. And we go to an immediate vote on that.
Paul?
Is it?
Point of information. All right. Well,
is it on this exactly?
You're damn right it is.
Okay. What is your point of information?
I have sent a query to Arthur Schwartz about this issue just now. All right? So at some point this evening, we will get an answer from the general counsel as to this question, just as a point of information.
Oh, it's not a point of information, but there you go. All right. Is there any objection to the amendment to strike the pseudonym and replace it with the member's name?
There only first
I object.
Is there any objection?
I object.
Yes.
Robert.
Okay, so there's objection. All right, so we go to a vote on this. And
also, it's about breathing.
Go up here. And all right, the motion is to strike the pseudonym and replace it with the member's name. Please answer up when you hear your name. Jack DePalma.
I say yes.
Jim Dingman.
Abstain.
Anita Hawkins. William Heerwagon. John Hoffman.
No.
Noel Jameson.
Abstain.
Pat Logan. R. Paul Martin, yes. Mario Mastrandrea. Matt Mazza. Carolyn McIntyre.
Yes.
Daryl McPherson.
Could you clarify the motion for me, please?
It's to strike the pseudonym and replace it with the member's name.
No.
That's a no? Okay. Berthold Reimers.
Abstain.
Serene Roberts.
No.
James Sagerton.
Yes.
Where? Jeffrey Stern.
Yes.
Neil Voss.
Abstain.
Michael D.D. White.
Yes.
M.K. Williams.
Yes.
Adriana Casanova.
Abstain.
Okay. The vote is 7-4-3 against 5 abstentions, and so it passes. Okay, so now we go to vote on adopting the minutes as amended for June 15th and July 20th, and our time is up.
How many abstentions did you have?
5.
Okay.
5. 735.
Thank you.
Okay, is there any objection to approving the minutes of June 15th and July 20th as amended? Hearing none, they are approved.
Thank you.
Okay. Next item is Treasurer's Report. Okay, let's get into that part of it. And
if you want me to, you know.
Okay, one second. I need a bit of water here. Okay. The FY21 the amount of time for this is 15 minutes, 20. Mr. Timekeeper.
I thought it was 20. You want 15? Okay.
I made it 15. Okay. The FY21 audit is ready. The audit committee and the PNB have gone over it, and I believe it was presented to the California Attorney General's office by the August 15th deadline. For the first time in some years, Pacifica has received an unqualified or clean opinion in an audit. This means that the auditors were able to get the information they had asked for, and they could say that the audit is correct under generally accepted auditing principles. There will still be a management letter because Pacifica is not in good shape financially, but the auditors are saying that the FY21 audit can be trusted to be accurate. This is a very good thing. We have not had this in years, and it's good that we can get this now. Pacifica's Internal Revenue Service Form 990 for FY21 has also been completed, and we should see both the FY21 audit and the FY21 990 on the Pacifica website very soon. Also, all tax forms were filed last week, and the California and New York charitable forms, which have to be filled out, were being posted and electronically filed on August 15th. The executive director has been focusing on grant opportunities. Most of them seem to be related to the West Coast because people there are sending her information about grants available in that region. If some people in the WBAI listening area know about grant opportunities that could directly help WBAI and or Pacifica, it would be good if they would contact the executive director about them, and people can contact the executive director about grants at this email address, ed@pacifica.org. That's just the two letters, ed@pacifica.org, and you can send it to her, and maybe she can get a grant for BAI. The income statement covering the period through June 30th, 2022, shows Pacifica running a deficit of about $965,000 and WBAI as showing a deficit of about $264,000, and I have sent that particular document to the committee. I sent it today, so it's there if you want to look at it. The NFC, the National Finance Committee, passed a motion recommending that the PNB update the spending limits on unbudgeted expenses from $5,000 to $10,000. That's annually. And the original spending limit motion was passed in 2013 and was mostly ignored. Maybe it will be enforced in the future. Last week's NFC meeting went into executive session. The report out from that executive session is, quote, the NFC met an executive session to discuss contractual and personnel issues of a confidential nature. Finances, unquote. Finances are really tight throughout Pacifica. An example of this is that KPFA's central services payments to the national office went directly to subsidize KPFK's August 15th payroll. So, if WBAI runs into serious trouble with paying bills, we may not be able to get a bridge loan from the national office or another Pacifica station to help us out. The CFO has concerns about KPFK, KPFT, and WBAI since all three stations are not self-sustaining at this time. WPFW is exploring an alternative to the on-air fundraiser method of funding their station. They are looking to develop more relationships with listeners of means who can drop large gifts on the stations here and there. This alternative means of raising a lot of money for a radio station requires a great deal of effort, and we're told this sort of thing takes time. Unfortunately, WBAI has so few workers that it looks unlikely that we could mount such a major effort, but if people want to try it, I suppose they could try it. It's a new idea, sort of. There is a new, very complicated non-disclosure agreement that everyone on a PNB committee is supposed to sign. This is probably going to mean that all local station board members will have to sign it too. In my opinion, it's full of pitfalls, including one that requires a person to even give up their meeting notes from any executive session meetings. They have to give up your own notes to Pacifica. There's a lot of room for abuse in this agreement, so I hope it gets discussed a lot more. The next open session of the National Finance Committee will be on Tuesday, August 23rd, 2022, at 8:30 p.m., and that is the Treasurer's Report. Are there any comments on that?
James, for the staff.
Comments or questions on the Treasurer's Report? Who's
James,
this?
James, please. James.
James Sagerton. Anybody else? Okay, we'll go with James Sagerton first. James Sagerton, go ahead.
Yeah, as far as I know, the only suggestion for use of the NDA, the non-disclosure agreement, and the consent to use electronic transmissions agreements were in the National Finance Committee and the Audit Committee. It's not all PMB committees, and I've heard no discussion of extending that to the LSB. So I don't know where that came from, Marpol.
It came from discussions where people said it was going to be all the PNB committees.
No, I didn't.
That's what
I didn't
they mentioned.
Okay,
maybe we're hearing different things. If it's restricted to those two, then we're not going to have as many fights about it. All right. However, I will note the LSB is technically a committee of the PNB. But, okay, maybe it's just restricted to those two committees. Anything else? Any other comments or questions regarding the Treasurer's Report?
Serene
Roberts, go ahead.
Okay, at some meeting, I don't know which one, I heard it said that we were not, that the NSC at least was not going to pursue any further approving budgets for the fiscal year that's about to end. Do you recall when that decision was taken?
I had heard that too, and I don't think there was a vote on it, but there it was. I don't know if the PNB said anything about it, but in the National Finance Committee, the chair announcement was, you know, we're probably going to concentrate on the FY23 now. I have to say, I said months ago we should do that, but yeah, I don't think that there was no vote on that at the NFC.
But there was no objection.
I didn't hear
an
objection.
No disagreement. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else? Who's this?
Jack DePalma.
Okay, Jack DePalma, go ahead.
Just a matter of classification. You said that there was a standing rule of $5,000 of not for budgeted expenditures yearly, and now it's going to be doubled, I guess, to $10,000, and then you kind of added that other thing. Sometimes they don't really respect it.
That's sometimes. Almost overwhelmingly.
They respect it, but they make
ignored.
Rules and they don't respect them, especially about expenditures. I can understand that could be a financial difficulty or at least a concern. Any comments about if they're going to give any enforcement or any respect to the idea that you can't just make rules that you disregard?
Well, this was pushed. This was brought to the NFC by a director, and she was very adamant about it. And the executive director was around for all of this, and so it's going to the Pacifica National Board now. It's a recommendation to the PNB, and so if they pass it, maybe they will pay attention now, and certainly Pacifica management will be able to pay attention to it because obviously the finances are in bad shape, and anybody, you know, suddenly starting to spend 10 grand on something is going to get noticed, and somebody will have a talk with them, I think. So that's all I can say on that.
I have another question.
Okay, Serene Roberts, go ahead.
Okay, so on that point, I'm glad it was raised, actually. If you have three stations that are running serious deficits, what was I think this was Susan Young out of Houston, her station is one of those stations that is running a deficit, so much so that they decided they needed to lay off the general manager and install and secretly install someone as a volunteer general manager without letting other people know such an opportunity was available. But if the stations are in trouble, why double the amount that management would be able to spend that's not budgeted? What was the thinking?
The thinking was that the original motion was passed in 2013, and some general managers may need to spend something like $5,000 all of a sudden without approval from others in 2022.
So you're broken, that's why you get to spend twice as much. I don't get it. Okay.
Yeah, well, obviously it should be a thing of, they shouldn't be going around doing that. But, yeah, I mean, that was the thinking, was that it's something that they may need to do all of a sudden, and they get to do it. So the motion did pass, and it's before the PNB.
Great, thank you.
James, go to Stack.
James Sackerton, okay.
Let's
see if we can get a stack here. I have James Sackerton. Anybody else want to talk? Want to ask a question or make a comment on the treasurer's report? Well, hearing
yes,
none.
Yes, Jonathan Markowitz, Los Angeles listener.
Oh.
Hey, Jonathan.
Okay.
Hey.
You do not have to say you don't have to give us your name unless you want to become a member of the committee. So.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind being a member of the committee.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Say your name again.
Jonathan, Jonathan Markowitz, KPF listener. Okay.
Anybody else want to be on the stack?
Adriana Kasney.
Okay. Anybody else want to be on the stack for questions or comments on the treasurer's report? Okay, we'll go with these three. James Sackerton, go ahead.
Yeah, first I want to just say that the doubling of the unbudgeted transaction limits was actually suggested by the CFO, and the ED was in agreement, basically because of inflation, and that the old limit some time ago was considered to be too small, and it's basically for an emergent or, you know, perhaps even an emergency situation where we can't get it through normal channels. But, you know, if there's an earthquake in California and you need to spend some money to repair the antenna, you know, maybe they need to be able to do that without going through normal channels, and that the limit was considered too low, so they doubled it. And the other thing I wanted to mention was I want to push back on this notion that the situation in Texas was done in secret. The executive director hired an interim general manager she accepted a volunteer for an interim general management position. It's my understanding that the position was offered to the previous general manager there, and if you're going to say that's secret, then everything that the executive director does that she's authorized to do that she doesn't somehow do, and I don't know under what standard we're going to describe what's not secret, would have to be called secret, and it's just not the case. That's her
Serene
authority to hire an interim general manager.
Okay, hold on here. All right. Jeez. Okay, we may have a problem here in the next minute or two. 1 second. Okay, we have a small stack that we need to get to. Jonathan Markowitz, it's your turn.
Yes, thank you. Regarding the increase of the amount of that would not need PNB scrutiny or approval, in real time. Let me just, I'm concerned about the history of why this was enacted in 2013, number one, because nobody's explained why it was decided then. Obviously, I guess it's for the same reason, but what I'm concerned about is, you know, when I hear many of the meetings, local finance committee meetings talking about grant money that that may have been obtained for this, that, or the other, and this isn't many of the signals, if not all, it's still not known yet, and that the expenditures of that, of the monies, there doesn't seem to be adequate documentation of. Okay, so in this kind of environment where there's a lacking of really what I would say proper accounting at the signal area, at each signal area by the management in regards to expenses, regardless of the funding source, okay? So what I'm concerned about is if there is a extended threshold or even a $5,000 threshold, in the past, how many times has this been utilized to have expenditures up until $5,000 since 2013, and have those expenditures been designated in the accounting, that is, in the ledgers of any expenses at any of the five signal areas? Has this ever been properly examined, whether those amounts that were do not fall under scrutiny or approval prior to the expenditure up to $5,000 since 2013? In other words, what I see here is really actually a lack of basic accounting, especially in regards to expenditures, whether or not grant capital improvements were fulfilled. There's no documentation. Stephanie Wells brought this up on a development task force meeting on July 25th regarding two grants at KPFK, the second grant for $20,000 from the Dew Foundation, and she claimed she didn't have any documentation on either of the grants, one in 2015 for $18,000. There was no documentation that confirmed any of the expenditures of either grant, although the first expenditures were never covered in the ledgers, that any ledgers or any documentation she could find. This kind of environment is not the kind of environment to even have a $5,000 I'm sorry, hold on a second.
All right.
That's my point is that to me what this does is even, you know, it creates even more potential for obfuscation because we don't have proper accounting of these expenditures. So the term budget to me is an obfuscation right in of itself. Budgets
okay,
are projections.
All right.
Budgets
time has been called. Excuse
Thank
me.
You.
Time has been called. So what we need to do is, if we want to continue this discussion, someone will need to make a motion to extend time.
Move to extend 8 minutes.
8 minutes?
Somebody needs to mute. I'm hearing echoing.
Okay, so the motion is to extend the time for this item by 8 minutes. Is there any objection to the 8-minute extension?
I object.
Okay. All right. There's an objection to extending, so we got to go to a vote.
A point of information?
Hold on. We got to go to a vote here. If it's not about voting per se, we're going to a vote. Are you going to ask about how to vote or something?
Well, my question is, are we talking about a different amount of time or just...
Okay, there's an objection. This is not a debatable thing. All right, the motion is to extend the time by 8 minutes. Please answer up when you hear your name. Jack DePalma?
Yes.
Jim Dingman?
Pass.
Anita Hawkins. William Heerwagon. Don Hoffman?
No.
Noel Jameson? Welcome back.
Yeah.
Oh, you said yes. Yeah. Okay. Pat Logan, R. Paul Martin, I'll abstain. Mario Mastrandrea, Matt Mazza.
Abstain.
Matt?
Abstain.
Okay, Matt, you're here, and that's an abstention. Okay, Carolyn McIntyre.
No.
Daryl McPherson.
Yes.
Berthold Reimers.
Abstain.
Serene Roberts.
Yes.
James Sagerton.
No.
Jeffrey Stern.
Yes.
Neil Voss.
Abstain.
Michael D.D. White.
No.
M.K. Williams.
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov.
Yes.
Going back to some people who are here. Jim Dingman. Last call.
No.
Okay. Anita Hawkins. William Heerwagon. Matt Logan. Mario Mastrandrea. And I think that's everybody. 7-4, 5 against 4 abstentions. It requires a 2/3, so it does not pass. Okay. If somebody wants to make it for a lesser amount of time, they may do so, but not an infinite number.
Adriana Casney?
You want to make a motion to extend for how long?
No, I said you have a list of people that didn't speak on this issue. Can we...
All right, there's no debate at this point. The time has been called. If somebody wants to make a motion to extend for less than 8 minutes, they may do so at this point in time.
She's moving. My motion is if we complete the list of people that wants to speak on the issue, how many people do you have in that list?
Left, you.
I asked for the floor.
You,
me and somebody else.
Fine,
just
let's make
me?
It two. We have two. So
okay,
what do you want to make?
We close that 5 minutes, 4 minutes. 4 minutes.
4 minutes. Okay, is there any objection to extending the time for this item by 4 minutes?
Yes, object.
There is. Okay, there is objection. So, let's see, 4 minutes. Okay. Okay, the motion to extend the time for this item by 4 minutes. Please answer up when you hear your name, Jack DePalma.
I'm going to extend this time.
What are you going to do?
I'll wait till you come around again. Abstain.
Your pass. Jim Dingman.
No.
Anita Hawkins. William Heerwagon. John Hoffman.
No.
Noel Jameson.
Abstain.
Pat Logan. R. Paul Martin. I'll pass. Mario Mastrandrea. Matt Mazza.
Abstain.
Carolyn McIntyre.
No.
Daryl McPherson.
Yes.
Berthold Reimers.
Abstain.
Serene Roberts.
Yes.
James Sagerton.
No.
Jeffrey Stern.
Yes.
Neil Voss.
Abstain.
Michael D.D. White.
No.
M.K. Williams.
Yes.
Adriana Casanov.
Yes.
Okay, they're going back to...
William has joined the call.
Okay, hold on. Jack DePalma, how do you vote?
No this time.
No. Anita Hawkins. William Heerwagon, how do you vote?
Yes.
Pat Logan's not here. Me, how do I vote? Well... I'm going to abstain. Mario Mastrandrea. And that is everybody. 6-4, 6 against, 5 abstentions, and so it did not get even a majority, much less a 2/3, so it failed. At this point, I think we need to say we're moving on to the next item on the agenda.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
I move to extend for 2 minutes so that Adriana Casanova can speak.
You know, 2 minutes. All right, what the hell? This will be the last one. If anybody tries to make it 1 minute, it's going to be out of order. All right, so you want to make a motion. Okay, so now it's a is there any objection to this?
I object.
Okay. So we got 2 minutes. And then we put it here. Ah. Okay. Okay. The motion is to extend the time for this item by 2 minutes. Please answer up when you hear your name. Jack DePalma.
Yes.
Jim Dingman.
I oppose this.
That'll be a no. Anita Hawkins.
Correct.
William Heerwagon.
Yes.
John Hoffman.
No.
Noel Jameson.
Yes.
Pat Logan. R. Paul Martin. Abstain. Mario Mastrandrea. Matt Mazza.
Abstain.
Carolyn McIntyre.
No.
Daryl McPherson.
Yes.
Bertold Reimers.
Abstain.
Serene Roberts.
Yes.
James Sagerton.
No.
Jeffrey Stern.
Yes.
Neil Voss.
Abstain.
Michael D.D. White.
No.
M.K. Williams.
Yes.
Adriana Casanov.
Yes.
Okay, the count is 8-4, 5 against, 5 abstentions. That is not a 2/3. Okay, so we're done with this item. And the next item is the general manager's report on WBAI's finances. Is there a question here or something?
Adriana, with a point of information or I don't know. If it's okay, I will ask. I'm sorry, but I don't know the people. When people answer yes, no, when you make a roll call, it's fine. But when people make abstentions of those, or they, you know, are against something, is any option that I can hear who the people are? Because I don't know the names and I don't understand. I don't know the voices. Thank you.
If people would identify themselves, that'll probably help. All right. So
point of information.
Yes, Jim Dingman.
Yeah, I consider this dilatory BS that we're going through. Frankly, thank you.
Okay.
Point of order.
Now a point of order. Yes, point of order. Serene Roberts.
That man needs to watch his mouth. We're at a meeting.
All right, and now I'll call you to order. That isn't the way to phrase something.